This is program number LW2050. Well, it happened more than 130 years ago before Zachary Taylor actually became President of the United States. Hi, this is Larry West. Got a story for you. Zachary Taylor and some of the officers on his staff stopped at a tavern while on one of their trips in order to get a glass of beer. While they sat inside, another fellow appeared, a young man on his way to report for duty. He entered the place and approached their table. Now, the young man was fresh from West Point. He wore a linen duster to protect his uniform. Zachary Taylor was not a man accustomed to a whole lot of flair himself. He was sitting there, dressed in his usual dress of a homespun sack coat and a broad-brimmed straw hat. The young man stepped up to him and said, "Well, old man, how are the Indians now?" And the young man sat down at the table with the rest of them. Zachary Taylor looked up and said, "I believe, sir, that they are giving considerable trouble." "They are they?" said the young man. "We'll have to see to that. I am an army officer, and I am on my way to take a hand. Have a glass of beer with me, old codger," the young man said in his arrogant fashion. Well, Zachary Taylor and his staff with him rose, toasted the young man, and then boarded the stagecoach, leaving the young man alone in the tavern. Well, a day or so later, the young West Pointer reported for inspection, and he found himself face to face with that old codger, this time in a colonel's uniform. Horrified, and that's to say the least, the young man stumbled through the ordeal embarrassed, humiliated, almost destroyed. "What should I do?" he asked friends of his later on, and they told him, "Oh, with Colonel Taylor, just forget it." But the young man didn't feel like letting the matter drop, so he went to Zachary Taylor's tent to apologize. Taylor said to him something calmly but powerfully. He said, "My young friend, let me give you a little piece of advice which may be of advantage to you." He said, "Never judge a stranger by his clothes." That has to be great advice, and we all need it. If you're a student, let me ask you. A new girl has just moved into the neighborhood. She checks into the school, and her hair is tied around her head like they used to wear it 100 years ago. She wears a dress every day, a long, faded one, and she never wears the in clothes, you know, like Nike shoes, Lee jeans, or Calvin Klein stuff. How do you treat her? Really? Let's say you're out on a trip, vacationing with a family, and you pull into a truck stop. Sitting there in the parking lot is an old, dilapidated Volkswagen van. And there's a guy and a girl standing around it, and two small kids inside, clad only in their diapers, screaming as though their hearts would break. Now, the van has no paint on it, no fancy mag wheels or white wall tires. You look closer, and the guy has a tooth out, you know, right in front. But he smiles so big, he would look like Jimmy Carter if all of his teeth were there. You get out of your car, walk around the van, and what you smell matches what you've seen. You have an opportunity to speak, you know, to say, "Hi, neighbor," but what do you do? What do you do? How do you treat them? Now, be honest. The Bible says something about, well, about what I'm talking about today. It puts it this way. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but say to the poor man, "You stand there," or "Sit at the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges? Oh, but that was written to people 2,000 years ago, you might say. And we don't do that kind of stuff today. Oh, if that's what you think, then your elevator must not go all the way to the top. The Bible is as up to date as this morning's newspaper. Think about it. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I think that you'll enjoy if you just get involved in it. Open the book itself and see what God has to say. I think you'll be surprised at how He loves people and wants you to do the same. Write me for this free, non-denominational Bible study course, okay? Write me for it in care of this address: Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.